Be a Shining Light by Caitlin Mika Isaacson. From the darkness I was in, I noticed one friend always seemed to glow with light. I was in what felt like the deepest hole I could possibly imagine. I was just having a horrible time, and I didn't think that there was anyone I could turn to. I hadn't been taught about our Heavenly Father yet. There I was in the middle of class, and I saw this boy across the room. He was shining. It wasn't anything new. Every time I looked at him, he was shining. I couldn't understand how he was so happy all of the time. Finally, after 5 years of wondering, I got just an ounce of courage to try to get to know him. We talked at school, but I wanted to know more. He was different. One day when we were watching a movie with some friends, I noticed he had his eyes covered. I asked if something was wrong. He said that he shouldn't be exposed to what was on the screen. I was rather confused. We were in high school. Hadn't he watched movies like that before? Later, I asked if we could hang out again, but instead he asked me if I wanted to come work with him on his family farm. I happily agreed. I started going to work with him as much as I could. When we worked, we really worked hard, and it felt good. But what I admired most about him is that while we worked, he taught me of his beliefs, the gospel, and the Book of Mormon. Once we became a little better friends, he would read to me out of the scriptures. Then he would explain to me what it meant. Eventually, he invited me to church. I was so excited. Only a few months later, I was in the bishop's office asking to be baptized. I eagerly told my friend that I wanted him to baptize me. I know it meant a lot to him. He couldn't confirm me because he was a priest, so his father did. I was baptized on December 14th, 2008, at the same time as his little sister. It was such a wonderful experience. I have a challenge for you. I challenge you to become a better missionary. High school is tough, but be the shining light across the room. Ye are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. In conversation, just bring up one of your beliefs. Maybe not every person you talk to is ready to hear what you have to say, but someone will be. I know I was. Now I am being a missionary to my non-member family, and what a great feeling that is. I am regularly bringing my mother to church, and my sister has attended some youth activities. My parents have supported my decisions in the church all the way. But for now, I am going to be a missionary just like that kid at school. I encourage you to do the same. You never know how many lives you can change by answering a couple of questions. Caitlin Mika Isaacson lives in Missouri, USA. End of the story. Be a Shining Light by Caitlin Mika Isaacson. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.